Blog Talk Radio.
You have a side that's safe for her to go out of state. Now she's in and you can celebrate. A side that's getting your life in sync. Someday retire and hit the links. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is a product of Damon Network, and this is the ONI host, Chef Yosef, and this is Eating on a Spiritual Level. Welcome and good evening. I'm very pleased and elated to have broadcast Enshrinee as my special guest tonight, Miss Jerry Petito. Say hello to the audience, Jerry. How are you tonight?
Hello, audience. Hello. How are you, baby?
I'm wonderful. I'm even better to have you on the air, and just glad because I know we're going to dig into it tonight. We're going to talk about so much.
Yep.
And, you know, we have so much to catch up on. because, you know, you and I can go for days talking about health and wellness and eating properly. So I found some really good information that I want to dig into, and it's called 25 Amazing Facts That You Probably Don't Know About Food. Of course, we're not going to get through all 25, but because you and I can go on a rant for days. So what I'll do, Jerry, is I'm going to read a fact and then, you know, expound on it a little bit, and then you tell me your thoughts and, of course, your knowledge and expertise. And because every fact that I know I'm going to say tonight, I know you've either heard or dealt with the information in some form or fashion. So are you ready to get into it?
Well, wait one second. I want to ask you your permission. I have a poem, my organic poem I'd like to read. You let
please
me know
do.
When you want
me
to
I
read
love
that.
Your poem. Absolutely. Yeah, please read.
All right, because it'll give them a little opening. But I want to share something with everyone that they may not know about you and me. So he will always be, Chef Yosef will always be my vegan Vince, okay? We were hosts together on Hamilton Radio, and that is how Brother O met me, calling into his cousin's show. We did a couple of shows back-to-back called Exposing the Truth, part one on his show, part two on mine. Within 30 seconds after the shows were over, they were taken down. Okay, so I just want to let everybody know that. So Chef and I'm also a vegan chef. We go way back. We love each other. We're very good friends. So I want to read this poem first, and then we'll get into all your cool questions. Okay.
Cool.
Organic. Organic is the way to go. It's higher priced. Yes, this I know. It doesn't make sense to many of you. The reason is simple, to keep us sick too. It's cheaper to eat all the poison they sell to add to our food so we don't stay well. They don't want us healthy. They want us real sick. It's your choice to make, but you better be quick. They're polluting our water. They're polluting our soil. Our food source is toxic, makes my blood boil. If we ate more healthy, the doctors would yell, because then they'd be broke with no BS to sell. I stay away as much as I can. I'd rather listen to my body than any other man. Organic farmers are becoming more scarce. GMOs are the future. Healthy is a thing of the past. So wake up, America. Please take a stand. Our food source is vital, and so is our land. GMOs and pesticides were never meant to be eaten by a human being, far back as I can see. It's not just our food, all products we use. Poisoning our products, I call this abuse. Our toothpaste is toxic, goes straight in our mouth. All of our home care, what is that about? Even baby products, yep, I kid you not, our kids should all be safe. This really makes me hot. The chemicals and toxins they add to our stuff, this country's getting crazy, staying healthy's getting rough. So don't be governed by power and greed. You have a right to know what goes into your food source now, organic or GMO. I thought that would be appropriate to start this show with.
I love it. You have a gift for poetry, so this all ties into what we're going to talk about tonight. So I don't know if you must have tapped into the ethers, but your antennas were definitely up to write that poem.
Yep.
It's right on time.
It's you and me.
Yep. So, all right. So I'm going to start at the bottom at number 25 and go up. So
Okay. Now
I got to tell you, my other show that I used to have when I had Jerry on our first broadcast about 2 or 3 years ago, it was called the Freedom Truth Radio. And I had a saying on there that said, the truth will make you mad first and then make you free. So I know that some of the things I say is going to make some of the people in the audience very angry. So, but I'm not here to offend. I'm just here to inform. So,
it was like
4 years
ago, kid. Yeah,
you know what?
It
was 4 years ago. That's right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I can't believe it's been that long. Wow.
Yeah.
Time goes by. Yeah. So, don't get mad at me because I didn't write this information, but I got it from experts. So just, you know, listen in and, you know, like I always say, go do your own research. You know, I'm not the one just bringing the gospel here. I'm just a mail carrier. So let's start with this first fact. And this says the entire meat supply is widely contaminated with mad cow disease. Avoiding meat is the only reliable way to protect yourself. So here's a couple of footnotes on that. Mad cow disease is a progressive brain-wasting disease that is always fatal. It is caused by a type of defective protein known as prion and cannot be cured. The factory farming practices of feeding animals on the nervous tissue of other animals first caused the ballooning spread of mad cow disease and created the current crisis. When it became clear and what happened, many countries banned feeding the tissue of ruminants, cows, sheep, goats, to other ruminants. There is just one problem. Ruminant tissue, including nervous tissue, is still fed to everything else. That means that chicken and any other kind of meat may contain mad cow prions. To make matters worse, fish meal, chicken feces, and the bodies of other animals can be fed straight back to the ruminants intended for human consumption. An extra step has been added, but the concentration of prions in animal flesh continues. Cooking does not destroy prions. Even radiation leaves them untouched. Ultimately, the only way to reliably reduce your risk of mad cow disease is to avoid farmed meat products altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think?
You're asking me what do I think?
I know what you think already, but I just want to get
all right. So I'm going to share something, and don't get mad at me, guys, but I'm going to say something, and I'm going to be a little brutally honest here. People are going to call in tonight. Okay, people are going to call in tonight and say, yeah, but eating organic is expensive, and I can't afford it, and we get that. But if we really count the money we've wasted our entire lives on everything else, smoking or drinking or garbage, processed foods, crap, trust me, it can save you money. And we can show you how.
Absolutely.
We can show you how. Okay. So what do I think about what you just said? There are some shows out there that you guys should on Netflix. One of them is called What the Health. Okay? There's many. Forks Over Knives. I mean, there's so many shows out there. Do your research.
Sick and
Nearly
Dead.
Yeah, that's right. I cured myself almost 30 years ago of two cancers completely naturally, through fasting, and became a vegan, organic, everything in my house. You all know this if you listen to me. Okay?
Right.
I didn't have Google. I didn't have Google, Jeff, right? We didn't have Google.
No.
I had to do all the legwork.
No.
So it's so easy now for everyone. So what you just said about mad cow disease in the meat, what they're doing in these farms to these animals, not only are done on purpose to kill you, to keep you sick, because that's how this government makes money. Not only that, these poor animals, what they are putting them through. Cows are no longer on grazing on grass. Cows are no longer eating grass or in the sunlight for vitamin D for their protein. So there is no protein in the meat. So there's so much we could talk about with that. I mean, people have to really start researching this stuff. You're not eating protein when you're eating meat. You know what people say to me all the time? Yeah, they're saying to me, well, how do you get your protein? I don't know any American that's protein deficient. Okay, that's number one. Or any vegetarian.
The biggest question that vegans get asked, where do you get your protein? Where do you get your protein? You know, come on.
It's crazy.
The strongest animals
you're not getting protein.
Don't eat protein. Right.
That's right. But you get more protein, plant protein.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the only thing that people, you know, it's crazy because you are saying you want the meat for the protein, but the only reason you eat meat is because it's seasoned with plants. Because if you are really a meat eater, you would eat it how it's eaten in the wild, just after it's been killed with no seasoning on it. You know what I mean? Why do you need to put salt, pepper, garlic, rosemary, thyme? Why do you need to put all those things on your meat to make it taste good? If you're really going to be a meat eater, eat it straight out, just like how it's been slaughtered, and eat it just like that. Because you know you're not a meat eater. Naturally, you're not a meat eater. You don't have carnivorous teeth. You don't have teeth that are meant to shred flesh. So you're holding on to something. You're there because you're addicted to the taste and flavor. That is there because it's been seasoned by plants.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh.
It's unbelievable, but it's you see that it's causing addiction. You know, even if you're transitioning, people still need to find a way to have that taste, that texture, that flavor, just to remind them off of that, just to wean them off, you know, because they've been your parasites in your body that the meat has produced is telling you what to eat. People
don't
know that.
Well, people could come to you and me. We're both vegan chefs. We'll show them some alternatives, right, to get them into the transition.
Yeah. We got plenty of methods. All right, let's move to the next fact. All right, this one says, many processed foods are made with a derivative of coal tar that has been linked to hyperactivity in children. I know you can go on this for days. Would you knowingly feed your children an ingredient derived from coal tar? That's exactly what you may be doing if you let them eat any orange or yellow artificially flavored or colored products, including sodas, i.e. Mountain Dew, Fanta Orange, cheese-flavored products, i.e. Kraft mac and cheese, flavored chips, i.e. Doritos, pickles, or a myriad of other foods and beverages. The industrial waste-derived coloring tartrazine is a common ingredient in all these foods, underscoring once again the need to read food labels religiously. Why would anyone put artificial colors into pickles? Tartrazine, also known as E102 or yellow number 5, was one of the colorings linked to childhood hyperactivity in the landmark 2007 study conducted by the United Kingdom's Food Standards Agency. As a consequence, products containing it must carry a warning label anywhere in the European Union. The United States has no such law, even though the coloring has also been linked to asthma, migraines, and cancer. Now, just before you get into this, Jerry, Brother O has a track he's going to play, and we're going to listen to that real quick, and we're going to come back and get your thoughts on this particular fact. Brother O, go for it.
Oh,
All right, Jerry, go in there, dig in.
All right, so when we talk about the kids and them suffering, it just breaks my heart. My two grandchildren, my granddaughter is 6, my grandson is 21, never been vaccinated. And anyone out there knows I've talked about it. I even protested with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in Trenton 2 years with my daughter for our religious exemptions, for all that, for our rights, for constitutional rights. So I've done the action. But here's what I want to say. Parents need to be also productive. When I became a nutritional health coach, yes, and a vegan chef, I thought I was going to save the world, because if I gave them that information and what they're giving to their children, they were going to stop doing it. Well, that's not what's happened. I'm very frustrated to say that it's easier. It's just easier for them to just do this. There's not a parent out there that could ever say they know soda is healthy, but they'll still give it to their child. Okay? There's not a parent out there that doesn't know sugary cereals are terrible for their kids, and so is sugar.
Yeah.
But guess what? What do they feed them in the morning, right? So
sugar.
These additives, I blame the government first and foremost, of course, but parents need to take a stand, and they need to be proactive and read every ingredient and then Google what those ingredients are. Again, I didn't have Google.
That's right.
You guys do. It's easy now.
Yep.
So if anything says natural, that doesn't mean it's natural. If anything says colors or, you know, it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Flavors, natural flavors, not okay, guys. None of it is okay. So
all those are marketing tools.
Yes, marketing. Oh, talk about a marketing tool. Well, what happens when you walk into the grocery store? The outer circle of the grocery store, right? And they have everything eye level, so that when the mom's pushing the kid in the grocery cart, the cereals are all eye level.
Yep. And they say, I want
cereals.
That. All the sugary cereals are
eye
level. All
eye
the healthy
level.
Ones are at the top shelf. Yeah.
That's right. Okay? So it's all marketing. They don't make money in this world if we're healthy.
You know, what's really sad is that you have a cereal that's marketed to be so healthy, such as something like Cheerios, because it's supposed to reduce cholesterol. It's got whole grain. Then you turn over and look at the ingredients, and it has trisodium phosphate, which is an insect repellent. Trisodium phosphate, insect repellent, and spray in your mouth? I don't think so. But
what
you
about
put it in your
sodium lauryl
bowl.
Sulfate, SLS? What about that?
Yeah.
They
have
to wear gas masks. They have to wear gas masks and suits to put that on our crops. But guess what? It's all products. All products.
Yeah, all of it. All shampoos, all soaps, everything.
Yep. Everything in my home is organic and natural.
Yeah, yeah. You got to. And, you know, the sad part about it, and it's what this society has done to us, but we attribute giving our children a treat by giving them something sugary or junk food. Oh, they've been good. Let them have a piece of candy. Oh, they've been good. Let them have some ice cream or some candy bars or something like that, or some harmful kind of sugary red dye candy that's going to turn their insides a different color. We attribute that as being a treat. The most unhealthy thing, instead of saying, oh, give them a treat, give them a couple apples or a banana or orange or whatever, you know, we say give them something sugary.
My daughter makes everything homemade for my granddaughter, even her treats. She makes fruit sickles for her. So my granddaughter doesn't even know she's missing out on anything. She makes it all look the same as what other kids have.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. It's the visual effect.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. So let's go to the next.
Hit me with something really hard. Hit me with something hard, baby.
Okay, let's see. I think you'll like this one. This one's a little different. It's going a different angle. So, okay. It says, when Spanish conquistadors arrived in the Americas, they forbade the cultivation of the two world's best sources of vegetable protein. The indigenous people of the Americas domesticated a variety of superfoods, that took on important roles in their culture. Two of these are starting to gain worldwide recognition today as foods packed with protein and other essential nutrients, quinoa and amaranth. Both were banned by Spaniards who were scornful of their use in native religious ceremonies. Both quinoa and amaranth are especially high-protein grains containing 8 to 9 grams per 1-cup serving. Surprisingly, the protein they provide is actually complete, meaning that it has all the essential amino acids in the ratios needed by the human body, a trait that is very rare in plant foods. Although quinoa and amaranth can be used like grains in cooking, they are not members of the grass family or grain family and are completely safe for people with gluten or corn allergies. To top it off, both also produce edible leaves. Only now are Westerners really starting to appreciate the potential of these crops, particularly amaranth. While quinoa is hard to grow outside of its native mountain environment, amaranth grows so easily that it actually is regarded as a weed in some areas. Now, there you go, folks. All you meat eaters out there that are questioning where we get our protein, these are healthy ways to get your protein, and it's a grain. You know, you don't even have to be eating, you know, steak and pork chops and all that stuff that you, you know, normally eat that's laden with blood and all that. Have some quinoa. Have some amaranth.
Okay. So what would you like me to say?
I want you to talk about the value of those proteins.
So, okay, the value is incredible.
I know you know about those, and I know you know about how to cook them and make them taste good and all that good stuff.
So the value is incredible. Let me say one more thing about the protein. Our greens, broccoli, believe it or not, guys, has more protein in it steamed. Once you cook your meat, most of the protein's gone anyway. So
our greens
have more protein than your cooked meat. Okay, so there we go with that. Now, quinoa. First of all, they're both delicious, okay? I am a vegan chef as well, and, Chef, you can, you know, talk about how you would make things too. But I love using my vegetable broth, okay? So I have a tendency to use my vegetable broth for everything. Okay, I don't even boil anything in water anymore. It's always in my vegetable broth. I bake in my vegetable broth, okay? I want to say something about salt to everyone out there. You need to hear this. One of the owners of the Natural Gourmet that I went to become a vegan chef years ago in New York was Walter Matthau's daughter, Jenny. Okay, Walter Matthau's an actor. Everyone should know him. Grumpy old man, right? Okay, and she actually, and it was also a nutritional school, so we got courses. She also told us that she carries around a little salt shaker with her organic sea salts in it. Wherever she goes to eat, she tells them no salt at all and adds her sea salt. Salt is essential.
Wow.
We need it. We need the sea salt, not the table salt, guys. So when people say, okay, I have high blood pressure, I got to get rid of all the salt, no. Sea salt will help cure your high blood pressure. I had to say that. So as far as cooking, you know, like amaranth and, you know, our quinoa, it's amazing. Sea salt, guys. Okay, and vegetable broth, you will love it. It's amazing.
It is. It really is. It's so good. You can use it in stir fries. You can use it in casseroles. You can use it as a rice replacement. You're trying to get off of the starches. It's high in protein. It's very good for you. And actually, it's not. They call it a grain, but it's actually a seed.
That's what makes it
such a high protein. Yeah.
That's right.
But, you know, if you have that, you could really use that to lower your cholesterol, get extra protein. If you're guys who are weightlifting, try out some quinoa. Instead of that whey protein you're taking that's in the can, the powdery stuff. It looks like talcum powder. No good. All right, we got a track coming up again from Brother O. We'll get back into it again. We're going to talk about some fruit, Jerry. Brother O, take it away. All right. We got a caller in queue. Jerry, let's find out who this is. Hello, caller.
All right.
Good evening. And where are you calling from?
Hello?
Good evening, caller. Yes.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
everybody. It's Ms. Davis.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey. How are you?
AKA the Commissioner Ebony Dawn Starks. Oni Dynasty.
What's going on? All right. Now, you got to tell me about how you've been doing with your trial and error recipes.
Oh,
amazing.
Brother. Let me tell you, that mac and cheese was on fire.
Good. Good.
We were so full on Thanksgiving. Like my stomach hurt. Like, it was like, mm-mm. And that was the night of my show. And I was like, okay, I don't even know how we'll make it because I was ready to go to sleep. It was good. We did vegan shrimp with oyster mushrooms the other day, and we fried up some hustle palm. So everything is I really appreciate both of you just taking the time to answer my text because I'm like, how do you make this? How do you make that? And what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I just truly, truly appreciate it. And then you guys just gave me recipes just right before the track with using vegetable broth instead of using
mm-hmm.
water.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now,
that's your flavor right there. You don't have to use a lot of salt.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how do you get rid of the starch without removing the flavor? Because I'm done cooking rice. I'll go ahead and run it through water.
You're doing rice. You want to wash your rice for at least a good 6 minutes until the water runs clear. Put it in a colander and run cold water on it. No, before, when it's dry. Run cold water on it, continue to wash it until you see the water run clear. And then you cook it, and actually that will shorten the cooking time on it. Your rice are cooking like 10 minutes, and it'll be fluffy.
See?
With less starch.
Fluffy girlfriend.
Yes.
Listen, I just came home.
And one of the best rices you can use or cook is basmati. That's like the king of all rices.
I gotta get my notebook. You get my piece of paper. What's it called?
Basmati rice. You can find it in a lot of Asian markets, a lot of Indian markets. They have it in the grocery store too, but you'll get a better deal if you go to one of the Asian markets. They'll sell you like a 10-pound bag for like $12.
How do you spell that?
B-A-S, M as in Mary, A-T-I, basmati rice.
Oh, okay. And that's the better rice?
That's the better rice.
Okay,
it's grown organically. Don't buy it from a publicly traded company like Uncle Ben's or something like that.
Don't do that.
Like I said, go like to an Indian store or Asian market because it's organically grown in rice patches in Asia, and they pick it. It's handpicked.
Yeah.
Oh, get out.
American rice is not something you want to eat because it's been bleached.
That's right.
It's like one molecule away from plastic.
That's right.
Honestly.
Right. We do a lot of brown rice.
Yeah, just make sure it's organic brown rice.
There
organic.
You go.
Okay. Y'all know I'm taking my notes.
Yeah.
That's right, girl.
You have to know that even though it's not fruit, it's still harvested. So you want to be careful buying products that are not organically harvested. So, you know, you're not taking it in the chemical process. All those publicly traded companies are grown. They're grown in a lab. And they are processed chemically. So you're ingesting all that stuff. This is why when people eat rice, they get so full and they get bloated and, you know, their stomach hurts.
Yep.
And they can't, you know, they think they're eating healthy because they're eating. I say, I'm going to eat rice instead of potatoes. But it's putting more weight on them because it starts.
Right.
It's turning into meat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Really
we get, since I talked to Jerry back in August, we get everything organic from our fruits, from our vegetables. So we see anything like boxed, we try to find the organic or the more healthy. You know, we, like you had told me during our interview, you said make sure you read the ingredients.
Well, here's the thing. You know, anything that's organically grown doesn't have ingredients. It is what it is. You know, I love getting produce that's organic. However, don't get caught up into that term, because that's another marketing scheme, especially used by the large corporation grocery stores, because it's there to make more money. Organically grown just means it's grown in its most natural form and state without pesticides. And the soil is organic as well. So one of the best ways to get some truly grown organic food or produce is to buy local. From your local farmers market, because they have a passion about just growing pure product. And they just you notice that when you go to a farmers market, because they don't mark up prices. They're just trying to sell it for the labor that cost them to harvest the fruits and vegetables. And, you know, you get so much more, and it's not tainted. Now, the whole marketing scheme that you find if you go to a place like Whole Foods or any large corporately owned grocery store is that most of their produce is controlled by the farms of Monsanto. And it's not what I've even found out. I just got this information yesterday from a produce vendor. He said they don't sell organic. They sell local produce, but they don't sell organic, because what they have found out is that the large corporation stores are growing organic produce right next to the conventionally grown produce. And when they spray the conventionally grown produce with the pesticides, it's going into the soil of the organic patches. So you're really not getting – you're just getting a 9 stamp on your organic produce and paying $10 more for it, but it's really not truly organic.
Because they're spraying the pesticides. Okay.
Yeah, because it's right. It's grown right next to the conventional stuff. So go to your local – support your local farmers, you know.
Yeah. There's a section, grocery store, not too far from me, there's a section, a farmer section, where we get our peppers and onions and things like that from there. But, yeah,
good.
I'll
give you one better. When it's truly organic, it's only what you're getting in season. Everybody knows there's no such thing as organic watermelon grown in December. That's a pack of lies. Watermelon does not grow in December. It's not the season for watermelon. So how can you have it being organic and it's seedless and it's grown out of season? That doesn't make any sense. So that should tell you that it's a marketing scheme. So don't trust that. When you buy organic, it's only the fruits that are in season. Like right now, it's wintertime. So the only things you're going to get in season right now are apples, pears, persimmons, pomegranates, pumpkin. You'll get oranges if they're being shipped from Florida, because they're clearing out orange groves right now. So it's like a lot of people buy the boxes of oranges like for Christmas and holidays. So you'll get a lot of that because it's being harvested in that area and being shipped up here. But up here, that's what the stuff I just named you is what's growing naturally in this area. You're not getting blueberries in December. No.
We caught ourselves buying organic blueberries, and I had me a bowl of fruit. I'm thinking I'm doing something.
I tell you what, if you are, they're probably being shipped from way across the country, and so you should question how fresh they really are.
Okay.
So they have to be sprayed with something to maintain freshness.
Right.
You know, it's just... And some things you just got to stop and think, you know. Ask yourself. Jerry, I know you had this one time when we did a broadcast a few years back. You had a chart about fruits that are grown each month, like what grows in season. Yeah,
so
let me
just tell you, I'll tell everyone out there how easy it is to find that chart. This is what you're going to Google, guys. GMO versus non-GMO. Seasonal versus non-seasonal foods and fruits. Everything will come up. You will have charts okay? And then you will also, you can also Google the numbers on what's truly organic, what's truly not, what's GMO. The numbers will come up, guys. So do your research.
That's right. If it starts with a 3, it's GMO. If it starts with a conventionally grown, if it starts with a 9, it's organic.
Yeah,
there you
go. We definitely look at the sticker, and it starts with a 9.
Yeah, there you go.
But
wow.
Buy the right fruits that start with a 9, not watermelon in December. There's nothing organic about that. Yeah. All right.
I definitely got you. Oh man, I'm so glad you called in.
I gotta go to Brother O because he's got another track. Take it, Brother
O. All right, thank you guys. Have a good night.
Bye guys.
Time to get into maybe one or two more facts. So I think you'll like this one. This one deals with some fruit. So this fact says cherries ease inflammation and gout, and they may even help prevent arthritis. Did you know that cherries can lower levels of inflammation in the body drastically enough to dramatically alleviate arthritis symptoms and reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes? It doesn't even take a super powerful extract to feel the effect. Powdered cherries alone have produced dramatic results. In at least one study, powdered cherry consumption actually led to a change in the functioning of the inflammation regulating genes in mice. Like all dark-skinned fruits, high in antioxidants and other phytochemicals that promote human health in ways that science is only just beginning to understand. While sweet cherries may be more fun to eat, the most potent inflammation-fighting cherries are the tart variety. In addition to fighting inflammation and arthritis, cherries have also been found to fight gout, reduce body fat, and lower levels of cholesterol. Nikki, can't get any better. At least some tart cherries contain high enough levels of the hormone melatonin that they can actually help you fall asleep. They are truly a miracle food. What do you think about cherries, Jerry? I know you like cherries.
So, I grew up eating cherries by the handfuls, okay? My dad, came from Italy. They had a farm, blah, blah, blah. So I grew up with cherries. I want to share something Dr. Joel Fuhrman taught me, okay? Joel Fuhrman is one of the smartest medical doctors in this country. He's been on Oprah. He's been all over, right? Dr. Phil's, I've interviewed him. He's a good friend of mine for like 30 years. And I've learned a lot from him, but I'll never forget what he told me. He said, Jerry, if you can't find what you were saying about seasonal organic fruits especially, right? He said, even food, get frozen. It's almost as good as fresh. What they do is they take the organic veggies or the fruit, and they immediately, like say if they steam the broccoli, they throw it right in and freeze it. It's just as good. Yep. So the fruit is the same. So they have a lot of organic frozen fruits, and cherries are one of them. So don't feel like because you can't get something in season that you can't get it. Yes, you can. All right? So I want to say one more thing about fruit real quick. The best time to eat fruit is in the morning. Breakfast
means
breaking the fast. That's all it means. When you put fruit in your body, I'm going to tell you why a lot of people think sometimes they can't eat fruit. Like it bothers them. It's because it's being stuck on the food you put in. So your first meal, mine is only fruit for almost 30 years, guys.
The
fruit gets digested instantly into your body, goes right into all the cells, boom, 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 because there's nothing there blocking it. It's not sitting on food, and it's doing its job. So that's the best time. Fruit should pretty much only be eaten for breakfast. So cherries
that's
are dynamic.
They really are. And also, to add to what you're saying, Jerry, not only should fruits be eaten in the morning because of their fiber content, but that is because of the sugar, the natural sugars that are in
fruit. There you go.
That will give you the burst of energy that you need in the morning to get started.
There you go.
You know, instead of having sugary coffee and a bagel and a cinnamon bun, have some fruit.
If your coffee is not organic, guys, you're drinking one of the most toxic things ever created. Okay, just so you know that the most highly processed thing in this country is coffee. Coffee, corn, and soy.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yep.
I'm so glad you said that because that's my next fact.
and I didn't know that.
Yeah, it really is. See, I told you you're psychic. You don't even know it, Jerry.
Well, here we go, baby.
The most expensive coffee in the world is brewed from beans partially digested and defecated by the Asian palm kevin. The world's most expensive coffee, it's a word named Kopi Luwak, literally means kevin coffee, is brewed from coffee beans that have been eaten and partially digested by the Asian palm kevin. I don't even know if I'm saying that word right. It's a cat-like wild animal. The beans are harvested from the droppings of the kevin and washed and can be brewed into an aromatic coffee renowned for its low bitterness and excellent flavor. Wow, I don't know how excellent it is, but according to the coffee critic Chris Rubin, the aroma is rich and strong, and the coffee is incredibly full-bodied, almost syrupy. It's thick with a hint of chocolate and lingers on the tongue with a long, clean aftertaste. A pound of Kopi Luwak can cost anywhere from $100 to $3,000, and a single cup may cost as much as $80.
Wow.
I thought Starbucks was high. Traditionally,
so they're
the coffee was so rare because harvesters had to scour the rainforest floor looking for kevit droppings that contain coffee beans. In recent years, some people have started caging wild kevits and feeding them coffee beans directly. It's crazy. Oh, my
crazy.
God.
Crazy.
And, you know, it's amazing that the mentality of people, they think that things that come out of the nastiest situations are what is known as it being a delicacy. That's nuts.
Okay, there you go.
I don't understand it. I don't know about having a $3,000 cup of coffee, Gary. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to drink it? You want to put some cream and sugar in that one?
Okay, isn't that amazing?
It is, yeah, it really is. I can't believe it. But, you know, this is how people do in this world. We don't know. It's crazy how they come up with these things. I don't think I want to drink anything that comes out of defecation of anything.
Okay, there you go.
I don't care how rare it is. That's
okay,
right there.
Well, wait. Can I say something real quick then?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Course.
Think about what else we were told is healthy. Eating liver, which detoxifies the entire body. Think about what you're eating, guys. And shellfish, lobster, and crabs. Their only job is to clean the bottom of the ocean. Do you know that lobster was prisoner food? Because that was the cheapest, sickest, disgusting thing. So it was prisoner food. So some smart American said, we can make a lot of money on this, and we can feed it to our dumb people and make it and tell them it's a delicacy. It's prison food.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's so expensive now, they don't even put the price on the menu. It says market price.
Okay. So look what people are eating.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel so bad.
The lobster's makeup is an arthropod. That's a sea roach.
By the way, guys, it is a cockroach, just so you know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cockroach.
Just saying. You know?
It's true.
You know, it's sad.
But, you know, we go after that stuff, and it's no good for us. But, you know, we're putting out the information, guys, because we just want you to get better. We want you to get healthy, and we want you to be able to let go of the indoctrination that, you know, you were told these particular things are good for you or good to eat, good to enjoy, and they're really tearing your body from the inside out, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the sad part. Yeah. All right, Jerry, we got some more facts, but Brother O's got another track. Brother O,
all right, baby.
Hi there. I'm on my way. I'm making it. I've got to make it show. Yeah. So much larger than. We'll be right back.
I think Brother O is having flashbacks from all the 80s hipster movies.
Oh, my gosh. It's great.
He's giving it to us all tonight. We got another caller, too. Yeah. This is
Wait a minute. First of all, see, he's starting his mess, Jerry. You know, before we bring our caller on, okay, I got a song that's going to take him back to his drums, okay, before we do that, right, because I get a chance to do a double play. And this is, you know, of course, a chat from a young lady by the name of Brenda from St. Paul, Minnesota, that always calls into our shows. And, Brenda, we need you to press one. We need to call in, okay? But that's okay. A lot of people chat around, you know what I mean, and want to listen, just like we listen to regular, you know, regular radio. So she said, I need you to play this song. So now I'm going to get, you know, Yosef back with that little comment, okay? You ready? Because you're both, I'm going to keep you both on the line, okay? And it's crazy because we love we love music on a constant basis. I get a chance to be the house DJ to all these shows, right? And I just get so enamored, you know, with the things that's going on, especially with the network and, you know, just our greatness of all the hosts who are alumni as well as our current hosts. You know, all of us matter. And it's funny that, first of all, for the first time with Yosef on the line, this show, of course, still is dedicated to my Aunt Mary Ellen Scott, you know, who passed away. And,
yeah,
you know, is transitioning to, you know, still more levels. And, you know, see, Yosef and I, we go back a long way. And I got something for you tonight, okay? Jerry, I'm going to keep both of you on the line. And don't be hollering and screaming when I play this song, okay? And then we're going to bring on our next call, okay? Caller, stay there, stay tuned. And I got something for us behind right now. Let's go.
Okay.
You remember this one?
Oh.
Yeah, Jerry. Yeah, man. I got a button now.
You're taking us back, brother.
Yep.
All right, let's get this caller. All right, welcome to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Joseph. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Chef Joseph. It's E. Davis. I just wanted to give you a call back real quick.
Oh, baby, let's hear it.
Come on.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, again, thank you both for, you know, helping me out in this vegan journey and just taking the time to text. And I also want to congratulate Chef Joseph on his O&E syndicated
Woo.
Station. All-time connection record with his second all-time with the Darlene Lawrence Championship.
Woo!
Great. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
girlfriend.
You. Really appreciate
you
it.
Are
appreciate
more
you calling
than
in.
Amazing.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. That's amazing. Such amazing.
You
accolade.
Did it, kid.
I appreciate
you did
that.
It. Amazing.
Wow. Are you too shy? Are you too shy,
yeah.
shy, hush, hush, eye to eye?
Yeah, you played the right song. You got it. You got me. You set me up. I knew you did.
That was great. That was great.
That's amazing. Wow. Thank you. I can't even go to the next fact now. I'm stumped for words, Jerry. What do I do?
No, listen, man. You know what to do, honey. This is amazing.
Yeah, wow. Ebony Dawn Starks, thank you. Now I got to give you one of my special archive recipes. This, you know, it's one of those recipes that only go on Patreon. I'm going to have to call you personally and give you that one.
Oh, man.
I'm ready
I want to say something,
E. Davis. I want to say something. So your hubby, who does he want to spend Christmas with next year, your hubby? Tell him. Tell Chef.
My husband said, did we go to Jerry's house this year for Christmas?
There you go.
They saw all my food photos.
My husband's here, you see. Yes, we are.
If you guys are going to Jerry's house, I'm going to be her sous chef. So I'll boil
Heck
the
yeah,
water
baby.
And she'll serve the food.
That is.
You would have got time off.
Yeah, you listen, we ready.
That's awesome.
We loaded up the camper. We on our way.
Oh, hey, I'm down. You know, I got to bring out the special spice.
I'm very, very proud of you. Very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
you. You know, we're gonna make this a forum tonight. We're gonna keep E. Davis on with, you know, for the next topics. You know,
yeah.
Like if this show can go, this
Why
show
not?
Can go. So don't worry about it. You know, we'll go to the next
All
topic.
Right.
And then we got something from Tammy. Tammy is calling in from Little Rock, Arkansas. You know, and now listen now, guys. Now, y'all stop it now, because now, so, you know, Chef started his mess, and I got to play all these tracks now. It's all Chef Joseph's fault, and he's younger. He should know better.
Hey, listen, you know, you playing all these 80s tracks, man, is giving me flashbacks. I'm thinking about HBO Saturday Night movie specials, you know, all the 80s movies, man. You want to take me back?
Amazing.
Go for it.
Police Academy.
Well, you know, it's funny that we talk about this all the time, and everybody wants to go to, you know, Phil Collins and all that, and, you know, yes, okay, Little Rock, Arkansas, okay, Commissioner Ebony Dawn says, okay, Enshrinee J. Petito. Let's get it, y'all. And topic next, y'all. Topic next.
Now you don't even know my name.
We're about to start a dance party over here. We got it all going. He's playing all the hits, man. Telling you. All right, we got another caller. Caller three, welcome to Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
How are you doing, Chef? This is Antonia Bat.
How are you?
I'm coming along, thank you. I'm from Philadelphia, and I'm one of your fellow co-hosts. And I just want to
say hi, girlfriend.
Hey, how are you, Jerry?
Good,
yes,
I
heard you giving a. I love you too, Jerry. And I tell you, I will say this much. You gave him a run for his money about that word protein, so you know I had to come in on what you two were talking about. And I just wanted to say this, Chef. Now, am I correct or incorrect to ask you this? When you speak of protein,
the Baraka Obama's name means lightning from the heights.
I'm sorry. Well, you said what again about this?
Okay,
yeah.
What's happening?
Say it again. You're asking
broccoli.
About the protein?
Mm-hmm. Or,
we have two callers on, okay. I think, is what's happening.
Yeah, now, wait a minute, now, Ebony, you back there talking. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you mute your phone while Antonio's on the line now. Come on now. I got you on the line.
All right.
Oh,
first
gotcha.
Come, first come, right?
Oh, that's what it is. Okay,
you.
We got it. Got it. Okay, repeat your question for me.
Oh, okay. Regarding the word protein,
yeah.
You know, of course I heard about meat being considered protein. I'm going to have to sort of be a skeptic about this because, you know, the word protein had been puzzling me for a while. But now, you know, one time they said proteins and fats. Well, they really say fats can cause cancer if you elongate them for your life. And things of that nature and other types of things that can come about. But when you speak of proteins and you speak of fats nowadays, they talk about how it's good for a diet. Now, that's the weirdest thing right there, but I don't want to contradict anybody because I don't know for a fact no more than anybody else. Would you say that the meat, it also come in the form of beans, like they call legumes sometimes,
absolutely.
And other maybe other plant natural plants
dark
and or animals.
Greens. Dark
leafy,
yeah.
Dark leafy
okay.
Greens. You know the grains that we talked about: quinoa, amaranth, wild rice, beans. Of course, there's even proteins in some fruits. I don't know
yeah.
them all off hand, but Jerry probably knows that better than I do. However, you don't need meat to get protein because protein really is just a way of providing your body with its essential amino acids that it takes to run your organs successfully. So you don't need another meat protein to get that because if you think about it, if you're not naturally meant to eat meat, that means that your body has to go through an extra process of trying to break down what it doesn't naturally, what it's not naturally supposed to consume just to get the vital nutrients and the amino acids that it's trying to extract to deliver it to your bloodstream, to your organs. So you're causing your body to do extra work. So it's got to get rid of all the bad stuff that the meat has been produced in, especially one of the biggest harmful factors of meat consumption is that mostly all meat, because of the way it's slaughtered, causes the meat to contain a high level of uric acid because the animal dies in fear. So it's almost like this adrenaline that goes and spreads itself throughout the body of that animal. So you're eating fear. It's like all food creates a spirit. But if you are eating animal products that have been inhumanely slaughtered, which all of them are, there's no such thing as humane slaughter of any animal.
The animal is dying in fear. It's all the uric acid that's going and being produced throughout the animal's body, and you're eating that. You're eating your body is trying to digest that. It's trying to break down the tissue. It's working hard. Things so even beef. If you eat beef, it takes 14 to 21 days for your body to completely digest it, and by that time, it's leaving parasites. Because it's, you know, it's like leaving dead flesh. Anytime you leave dead flesh out anywhere, it's going to decompose. So what it's doing is decomposing in your body because it's taking so long to break down. So that's where you get the parasites from. The parasites are playing on your emotions, and they also play on your brain cells, telling you what to crave, what to eat more of. And this, in turn, is what makes you have a meat addiction, is because of the parasites. So if you are a meat eater, one of the things that you should do is eat a lot of pineapple, because pineapple has an enzyme called bromelain, which helps to break down. That's why when you see a lot of Asian cultures, they marinate their meat in pineapple juice, so it makes it extra tender. So, you know, if you are going to continue to eat meat, I would recommend eating a lot of pineapple, natural, not canned pineapple, like real pineapple. Because it'll help break it down so it can pass through your system better. I just say leave meat all alone. But I know if you're having trouble with that or struggling, you know, then you need some assistance. But that's one of the key factors in the development of all those problems that come from meat consumption is the uric acid, and that, you know, it in turns, you know, you're eating the fear that the animal is dying in. And so you're eating that emotion. Sounds
okay,
kind of eerie,
sorry,
but it's true.
Question.
And also,
right, I just wanted to ask,
I would recommend
is that the reason why
checking out this
say
book.
The text, the doubt? The,
I'm sorry?
The doubt, G-O-U-T, which is a medical term that flows throughout the body, eventually takes effect in your feet, mostly starting
there.
Well,
that's the uric acid being built up, and it's forming into stones. I have a,
that's right.
I have a older man that I do his meals because he suffers from gout, so he decided to start eating plant-based. So there's certain things he still can't eat. Like he can't eat like cabbage, he can't eat potatoes, bananas. He has to eat like he can have dark leafy greens such as kale. He can have brown rice, he can have wild rice, things like that. But there's a lot of things he can't eat because it causes the uric acid to develop more in his body, which causes the pain in the stones in his feet, makes it very hard for him to walk. One of the recommendations I was going to give you just before I get off, and we got to go to another track by Brother O, but I recommend checking out this book by an author named David Garrow Irving, Teen Myth. And it's, the subtopic is significantly reducing the risk of cancer, heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So check out that book. It's on Amazon. It's the author's name is David Garrow Irving. You know, check that out. It's good knowledge. So you can just kind of get
Can I interject and say something real quick before
course,
the track?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Antonia, I also want to tell you and everyone listening about really quick, even cholesterol. There is no such thing as high cholesterol. What it is it means the cholesterol is working. The cholesterol is working, okay? Just like fever. Fever is letting you know that it's doing its job unless it doesn't come down.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the fever is high and it's fluctuating, it's doing its job. It's trying to heal an infection in your body. Never give a kid medicine to stop the fever, please. All right, having said that, cholesterol is the same thing. When you're cholesterol is so-called high because we've deemed it high, that means the liquid is doing its job. It's trying to flush out toxins. When the cholesterol stays at what we deemed a high level, what that really means is there's another problem going on, not the cholesterol. The cholesterol is trying to do its job. So don't take meds to bring your cholesterol down. You're going to kill yourself. Okay, the cholesterol needs to be able to be active, just like a fever, okay?
That's right.
Google everything we're telling you guys. Okay, these cholesterol meds are killing people. All right, I just had to say that because I felt like I needed to. Thank you.
And that's good. I'm glad you brought that up.
Lipitor has been taken off the market, I believe, or been unrecommended to control cholesterol. So I don't know how accurate that is, but maybe a few years ago, Lipitor, L-I-P-T-O-R, is something that you may want to not take unless it's prescribed by the doctor,
right.
Which I don't think it is these days. Thank you both, and I love you both. Okay.
I love you.
Love you too. That is, for those of you that don't know in the audience, that is International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee Antonia Batts. Thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate your question. All right, Jerry, I think we have another track by Brother O coming in.
Every time.
to cut it off there because we've got all these callers about to try to come on here. So go back to it, Chef Yosef.
All right. We got caller number 4 calling in. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, a.k.a. Dr. C. I am really enjoying this show tonight. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and this is actually right up my alley. I'm a naturopathic doctor, certified natural health professional, and also a holistic health practitioner. And I have not had any meat, any flesh whatsoever, no seafood or nothing else in my body since 1977. So for 44
wow.
years, I,
wow.
yes.
Wow,
yeah,
man,
so
you
I,
beat me. You beat my record.
Okay, just stop right there, Dr. C. Stop right there. You just gave up all that. You know I got to have you on my show.
I
would
love to.
You
on my show, girl.
Yeah,
okay,
I
would love to.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
44 years
and
of no meat. Wow.
Yes, yes. And it's just so amazing.
Do that. That's amazing.
Right? You know, that's the first
wow.
step, you know, for people to eliminate the meat out of their diets, you know. And, you know, if they do that alone, they would
yeah.
become so energized, you know, because meat drains you. It makes you sluggish. It makes you tired. And I always say, like, you are what you eat. And, you know, over the years, I could always tell someone that ate a lot of pork because they would start
yeah.
to sound like a pig. And it's so true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it brings anger. It brings anger.
Yes, it does.
Well.
Yeah.
yeah. And people that eat a lot of beef, you know, the mad cow syndrome, you can tell people
that
eat a lot of beef.
Yeah.
yeah. And it's so
true.
And, I am so proud of both of you for, you know, for the journey
Thank
that you.
You
have taken now with eating, being health conscious and eating healthy because we are definitely what we eat. And people have to remember we have to eat life-giving foods. And meat cannot give you life because it's dead and it's rotten.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and if you put a piece of meat out in the sun, you can come back a couple hours later and you'll see the worms, the parasites that come
yes,
out of that
you will.
Meat.
And, That's right.
you know, it's so sad. And I've actually witnessed people that I put on different health regimens because I help people get off of their meds and get onto some natural products doing it God's way. And I have literally had people call me and tell me different things that they've seen in their stool, which will make you go, ew, because the worms will start coming out. And one
yep.
man in particular, he called me and he was like, wow. He said, you won't believe what came out. I was like, well, what? He was like, a piece of chicken. And but he
what?
Said he hadn't eaten chicken in 20 years. okay? But it was
wow.
still in his colon. Yeah.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Chinchilla. Wait,
mm-hmm.
Chinchilla, I have to interrupt you because I have to say this, what you just said. So when I had colon and breast cancer 30 years ago and I cured myself, I went away and learned fasting. So I'm a natural faster
right.
as well, and I can – okay. So but I did 60 days water fast. I had to bring a home colonic system into my home. So I went extreme, okay? We're talking about worms coming out of my body, worms.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
So
yeah,
you're right.
Because worms, they do come out. They come out.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. You have to message both of us because we're going to fight over
Please
who
do.
Gets you first.
Yeah.
Okay. okay. I definitely will. Oh, boy. I am so, I'm so happy when I hear other people. Yeah. I'm so happy when I hear other people that, you know, eat the way I eat and realize that, hey, what they used to eat is just totally all wrong. Totally all wrong. And Yeah, so I'm so proud of you. And congratulations, Chef, on your second all-time record. And I'm proud of you for that as well.
Thank you.
And Jerry, of course, congratulations on your honor that you will be honored with next Tuesday.
Thank
and,
you, sweetheart.
Yes. So that's so wonderful. And I'm enjoying this. This is awesome. And
Wait a minute. This person here about to be honored is very, very important. I'll bring on the next caller very, very quickly. But, you know, she is the Linear New Host of the Year for the class of 2021, the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Chinchilla J. How about that, y'all?
Woo,
how about that?
Baby, yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yay, yay. Yeah, I'm the host of News Forum on Sunday nights. Check it out. Talk it mostly every week on wrongful convictions and everything. Wow. Yeah. Yes,
Chinchilla,
yes.
Just so you know, I dial in every Sunday to give you the phone call. I babysit my baby, so that's why I can't be on Sunday nights. It's my family day,
okay.
But I do dial in to give you that number.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
And now,
you're welcome.
And now, Chef, what city are you in?
My home, Chef.
Princeton, New Jersey. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
cool. We definitely have to get together and, you know, collaborate on some meals, and because I love to cook, too, and do a lot of vegan. I used to do vegan catering and all.
I would love to come to your office just to see what you offer. I'd love to come even get a consultation.
Where
okay,
are you at?
Awesome.
Where's your office?
In Philadelphia.
Oh, Chef, let's do a trip, you and me. Come on, man. We got to meet her.
I think we should. Let's do that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Wait a minute. I got one better as a genius. I'm going to let Chinchilla go. But listen to this one here. How about doing a show from Chinchilla's office? Both of you.
Woo,
baby.
I love that. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is, man. We innovate here on eDynasty. And I want to thank, you know, the wonderful Chinchilla J, you know, coming on this show tonight. And then we have a person that has done marvelous works for our network, who helped build our network in her commission, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, on the line right now with all of you. How about that?
Hey, girlfriend.
Great. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Chinchilla.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're great.
I'm enjoying, I really enjoyed the show tonight. actually, I just posted on today on my journey. I am today 30 days no meat.
Right.
So, yes, I am definitely changing some things. I truly enjoy listening to your show. I truly have enjoyed it. So, thank you. You have definitely inspired me. My sister, we definitely have been looking for some recipes, some ideas, and just listening to your show encouraged her to tune in, and just being able to have somebody to give us some resources. So thank you for what you do, Jerry. I love you, and thank you for what you do.
I love you, too.
I truly have enjoyed the show tonight. Chinchilla,
awesome.
Are you there?
Yes, she is there.
I'm here. What'd you say, Angela?
Yes, I just want to thank you as well for all that you do. I was just talking about you to one of my guests here in my home. So thank you for what you do, and thank you for coming on and sharing. I tell you, you are a woman of many, many hats that have many resources to offer people. So I thank you. And you have a passion for people because you do stuff for people that people just don't do. Like, you have nobody incarcerated, but yet you go so hard for the incarcerated.
Yes.
And tonight you come on and you share for those that are on this vegan journey or trying to change their lifestyle. And the different things that we can do to really get in tune with our bodies and allow our bodies to heal themselves. So I thank you guys for what you're doing.
Wait a minute. Answer Thomas Smith. I want to say something to you right now,
you.
Being a former commissioner. I got to say this right now.
Oh,
how do you feel about
RD
Dynasty? Yes, hold on, Chichella. I want to ask you to talk about how she feels about RD Dynasty and all the hosts that continue to do their work here.
How I feel about RD Dynasty.
And the hosts that continue to do their work here.
Those that do what they're supposed to do, y'all keep impacting lives because y'all are impacting lives. Y'all don't realize the little nuggets, the little things that people can take away from what you say, the impact that you are making. 10 million people plus tune in to us. And the fact that we can come on and share. Those that are not doing what they need to do need to step it up. Because you're given the opportunity to be the best that you can be. Forget the next person, but the best that you can be. And I thank Brother O for allowing us this opportunity. See, he could have been disobedient and not provided this opportunity. But he was obedient,
man.
And provided
the
opportunity
all day long.
For us. But it's okay. Because
I'm Debbie Child all day long.
And
yes,
I'm gonna leave this, and then I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say this one thing. There was a post that come across my timeline. It did not benefit me, but it did not stop me from sharing it with somebody else. Somebody else was able to benefit from that. It gave them an opportunity to share that they may have not have been able to share if I had sat down on that. But I chose not to sit down on that because I was commissioned to share it, so I shared it. They were able to publish three pieces that they may not have published. The power of collaboration, networking, partners. People don't understand. It's never about you. So don't let that ego stop you. Allow yourself to heal. Stop letting hindrance stop you because of your ego and your attitude. Learn how to love.
Yeah.
I had to learn the hard way. But that's how you heal. And we wonder why we sit. I love you guys. Keep doing what you are doing.
Love you too.
Keep impacting lives.
Thank you.
And keep allowing the creator to use you.
Wow.
Thank
that's
you.
That's powerful right there.
Wow.
Thank you.
And it's crazy because, you know, what we do at ONI Dynasty is what's going to last. You know, I think about the conversation we had on October 2nd, 2012, from a person who's going to be honored, you know, at our honors, play on words, right? Ricky R. Jones. Imagine, and you know, Chef, you know, your family. Ricky R. Jones, right? Ricky R. Jones, who you know, Chef, was the one that was able to say, right, Jerry? No, let's do radio. And she said, what? I said, listen, we always talk smack all of the time, so why not do radio? And she said, okay. You know, two-letter word, okay. And I wouldn't be on this line with any of you if it wasn't for that comment, for that, you know, adulation, and for us to be relevant to the rest of the world. Now, before we go into our final comments of the night from Jerry Petito and, of course, our chef, and then in Ngozi time, I got a surprise for Jerry Petito, Chef Yosef.
Oh, boy.
I've been wanting to play this for her a long time, and she's going to scream when I play this song. You ready?
I have an idea.
And, well, you might not because it might be a surprise. But I'm going to change the lyrics and say, come on, Jerry. Let's get it. How about that, Jerry?
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
right, we got another caller online.
Oh, believe me, for those endearing young chums that I gaze on so fondly today.
Oh, my gosh, he's so funny.
Were to suddenly
leave you flying
in the night, just like fairy gifts gone in the sky.
Wait, I have to say something. First of all, he is rocking tonight with these songs, okay? Hall of Famer DJ, our Hall of Famer producer, Brother O, he is rocking
tonight
with this music, especially for me, okay? But when I thought he was going to be playing High Hopes, because he had Michael Diamore sing that for me when I was nominated in 2019.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what he did tonight was really cool. Brother O, you absolutely rock tonight, baby.
Well, first of all, amazing. She talks about High Hopes, and what an amazing way to just honor music. And I love what I do on a constant basis. And thank you so much, you know, our wonderful chef that has come upon us. You know, not only he's family, you know, by blood, but I get a chance to just love people. You know what I mean? Through music. And that's the key. You know, we do a lot of things. You know, we want to have our, you know, nativity, you know, from, you know, the great Frank, you know, great John Facenda. And, you know, what more can we do through that? And I love what we do on a constant basis. And, you know, Jerry, you know, what you've done, you know, for us, you know what I mean, on a constant basis here on Unity will stand the test of time, you know. And you always support, even when a lot of times, you know, you try to do your best to support. And, you know, Jerry has a lot going on in her, you know, in her life, you know what I mean? And we always keep you in prayer with that. And
thank
I just love Jerry Petito for what she always brings to the table. And, then of course, all the people out there that listen on a constant basis, we thank you. Because without you guys, we are absolutely nothing. You understand that? You know, we understand what it's all about, you know, being alternative radio broadcasters. That's the key to everything that we do. Everything that we do, everything we say, you know, everything we bring across. I want to thank, you know, Ansa Thomas Smith for always, and that's one thing she does. She has the ability to honor. And, you know, it's not about honoring me. It's about honoring what we do on a constant basis. And I love the fact that we are one. And it's funny that Oni Dynasty has the acronym, you know, the abbreviation of just being one, O-N-E. What more can we say that haven't been said on a constant basis? And trying to have people live their lives in a way that's how can I say, elevating. Because, yes, I do eat, you know, chicken and fish. I don't care what...
Ew,
I'm just saying, but I'm here to be a person of love and understanding and as a CEO. But, you know, what they're saying is it's very important. And Jerry and, you know, a wonderful chef, how about this one?
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant. Silly old ram thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam, 'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad, just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt dam.
Oops,
there goes a billion kilowatt dam. Another problem, kerplop.
Oops, there goes another problem, kerplop.
Kerplop.
There we go.
I like that one, Jerry.
So great.
Let's bring on our next caller, y'all. Caller, you're on the line right now with Chef Yosef and Eating on the Spiritual Level right here at Orny.
You guys are off the chain tonight. I feel like I was on an episode for a while.
Hey, baby.
How are you doing this evening, Jerry? Congratulations, Chef Yosef, on your connection record. This is an outstanding
Thank
show.
You.
Just glad. I'm Terry Sprint. I've been vegan now for, it was a year for me in August. No
wow.
meat.
Wow.
Great, man. It's amazing.
No chicken, no beef, no fish. A lot of chickpeas. A lot of vegetables.
There you go.
Chickpeas. Wow. I bought me an Instapot. I've been going to work. So
Instapot.
I'm impressed with you.
Yes. My son had me watch Game Changer, and I watched that on Netflix, and I was like, I'm out. Like, I'm done.
Beautiful.
That's what did it for me. And it was like five.
Beautiful.
It's been over a year for me. It was a year in August, so over a year.
Wow.
That's
how do you feel?
Yeah, I ever did. I feel a lot better. I feel much better.
Yeah.
Yep. Inflammation went
wow.
down. Weight came down. Yep. Great changes. So, you know, sometimes you still have the same struggles. You know, you see all the food out there and carrying on, but. Really, I have a lot of recipes that I make, substitute a lot and everything. We had a whole 4th of July picnic that was vegan. We had the
wow.
of course we had the plant-based burgers and wraps out there and everything, vegan potato salad, all this stuff. And we had people who eat meat. They were like, "This is pretty good." So
yeah.
you just gotta
yeah.
be all
Amazing.
In. Gotta be all in and everything. So. It's been a great change for me, you know, helpful with my thinking and everything. So it's been great. So this was a great
so
show
happy.
Tonight. Yeah.
Thank you.
And Jerry, keep up the good work. Great, great show.
Wow. I am so
Appreciate
excited
y'all.
To hear this about you. Yay.
Yep. Yep. Yep, Jerry. That's right. I didn't know you were all in like that, Jerry. You're like a professional.
30 years,
oh, yeah.
baby. Yeah, 30 years.
Jerry
I cured myself
sick,
of
man.
Two cancers. Yeah?
She's a veteran.
Yeah. Yes, she is. She is a veteran. I was
wow.
listening tonight. I was like, wow. They're going there.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You talk about parasites and worms. I was like, yeah. I was over
oh,
here.
Wow.
Yeah, the parasites.
With you then. Terrace, I want to share something with you real quick. Since you didn't know all this about me, you probably never heard this. So I went through Lenox Hill Hospital many moons ago. I was in my 20s, actually, so longer than 30 years ago when I first started realizing things, on two health tours, a month in Russia and a month in China back in the 80s when it was still communist. I had guns pointed at
wow.
me and everything. But we went through this health tour, and that was the first time my eyes were opened up because we were in Asia and we were in Japan, and they just opened up a McDonald's there that month. So, of course, all the Americans were like, we got to see what, you know, an Asian McDonald's is. Well, my cousin orders a soda and spits it out, and she's like, this is toxic. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't drink soda anyway, but it was horrible. And we found out that they only allow every company here, including Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Starbucks, whatever company it is here, if they want to go to these other countries, they have to abide by their rules and laws with the
That's
labeling
right.
and the products. So we have 9 1/4 teaspoons in one can of Coca-Cola here. That's not even sugar anymore. It's now high fructose corn syrup here. They
That's
only
right.
allowed a half a teaspoon. Coca-Cola had to change their formula to a half a teaspoon of real sugar if they want to sell it there.
Wow.
That's
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Same
it's
thing
crazy.
In the UK.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's why my eyes started opening up. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff, I mean, we have to have, and I've said this on my shows, we need to have a healthy skepticism of our government and how we do things here. You know, we need to question some things and look deeper. Because, you know, a lot of times we don't do things, it's all about money, you know, and it can't be all about money and profits. And we're paying for it. You know, they're killing
That's
us
right.
from the front. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to, as you become more aware, you have to start questioning and challenging things and thinking more holistic about it. And so all of this stuff, you know, the foods you're eating, how you're thinking, there are, you know, the goal is to be in alignment. You know, the goal is to be in alignment. And we have to start looking at these things and seeing how they impact us because, you know, they're making money off of you, selling you inferior products that are not good for you. Then you go to the hospitals, you're going in there and they're making money off of that. I mean, we have to wake up to a lot of this. We should not be going to these hospitals. We are. Faulty thinking, which leads to faulty eating. We're eating because we're stressed out and we're eating the wrong things. And we must be more in alignment. So this is a very good show. I think your topic is your show call is eating to be spiritual eating.
Eating
very
on
good,
spiritual
very
level,
good. Yes. Yes, you know what I'm saying? It's very true because it's definitely all connected. So this is an outstanding show. And you have the Hall of Famer sidekick Jerry Petito, the Wonder Girl. And it's just really, I was just sitting here listening. I was just listening to the show. I was like, wow, they're really going
Kevin,
in. She's talking about
the beginning of it. Did you hear the very beginning?
I didn't hear the very beginning.
All right. The beginning I said this. Me and Chef Yosef are friends. That's how Brother O met me. We were together on Hamilton Radio doing shows. We did two shows back to back 4 years ago called Exposing the Truth. He was my co-host on one, I was his. Within 30 seconds after the show was over, they took it down off the internet.
Yes, they did.
Well, you know, I got to come on with Ngozi time because we know we don't do shows past midnight. But, however, I want to give people a flavor of what is going to be going down at On the Honors. And it's very, very important, just that sacred type of time. And then I'm going to go on to Ngozi time real quick and bring on Chef Yosef real quick and end this show before midnight because, you know, we have that rule. But listen very closely.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Gary Petito, you've been with On the Honors and this network since 2018. Hearing that song before every On the Honors, how you feel before I go into my Ngozi time?
I love that song, and you know, the poem that you allowed me to read, I wrote for that, was amazing, and I love it. So thank you for that.
Yes, indeed. And of course, what more can we say, but congratulations to Chef Yosef on his second on the syndicated station all-time connection record tonight. And Damon Network has advertised to Oni, which is Ola Deli and Ngozi Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time on at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Ngozi at Periscope Plus, Ola Deli Malia Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Eating on a Spiritual Level, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ola Deli, that goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malia Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, supports on a constant basis, and also stay tuned for our most sacred night, the fourth annual Honors and Oni, December 7th, on a Tuesday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I don't know why I always say September. I mean, September must be September rain or something, right here on these ORD stations. And, of course, we want to thank all the folks that's going to call into that show to honor Jerry Petito as a Lifetime Achiever in the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, to honor Chinchilla Jonesia as the Sawyer Griffin winning Linear New Host of the Year, and, of course, Ricky R. Jones as our alumnus with the ORD Commissioner Award for the first time ever at ORD Honors. And then you guys will know at the end of the program who will win the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, okay, the ORD Syndicated Host of the Year. And now, what more can I say? Give it to Chef Yosef for 1 minute and 42 seconds left to go in this program.
Well, 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 I am more than honored for this recognition tonight, and I thank you all for calling in and just having one of my favorite co-hosts on Broadcasting Shrine, Jerry Petito. It's been more than an honor having you on my show, and just made it all the more joyful tonight because this was a different plan. But things happen for a reason. I'm glad we did it, and thank you all for listening. Thank you all that called in, all my fellow co-host and O&E host. I thank you for calling and your support, and Brother O, just thank you for the opportunity. This is Eating on a Spiritual Level with Chef Yosef. Thank you all for your support. We will see you.